Attorney General Eric Holder, the first African-American attorney general and one of the longest serving, almost 6 years, is stepping down. Is he going out on top? He's been focusing recently on the issues he cares most about, racial profiling, gay rights, sentencing reform. But his detractors, and there are many, say he fouled up a gun investigation, has been unable to indict Wall Street miscreants or close Guantanamo Bay. On hearing the news, South Carolina Republican Congressman Jeff Duncan tweeted, "Good riddance, Eric Holder. Your disregard for the Constitution of the United States will not be missed." Paul Butler is a Georgetown Law School professor. He joins us now. And, Professor, your thoughts. Is Eric Holder going out on top?
Well, since I'm a professor, I'm going to give him a grade.
Okay.
So, I'll say for civil rights, he gets an A. And for civil liberties, he gets a needs improvement. So I don't think there's ever been a stronger advocate for African-Americans and other people who have felt shut out, especially the LGBT community. You know, you think of Robert Kennedy as being especially pro-civil rights. He was his brother JFK's attorney general during the great civil rights era when we saw this passage of civil rights acts. But Bobby Kennedy came to civil rights. He was really pushed, kicking and dragging. Holder came in strong. You know, one of the first statements he made was to say that we're a nation of cowards on race. And I think one of the last official acts people will remember him doing is going to Ferguson. He volunteered to go to Ferguson to talk to the community that was literally in flames.
Well, Professor, hold up a second there, because let's get up to speed on the issue of civil rights, because a lot has happened even today. As you said, he went to Ferguson during the protest over the shooting of this unarmed black teenager. He launched a Justice Department investigation. Today, the Ferguson police chief, Thomas Jackson, apologized to that young man's family, Michael Brown's family, for the department's handling of his death.
I want to say this to the Brown family. No one who has not experienced the loss of a child can understand what you're feeling. I'm truly sorry for the loss of your son.
And again, just to catch up on more things that have happened this week, the Justice Department said it will review another police shooting of an unarmed young black man. This was at the Walmart in Ohio in August. The man was shopping. He picked up a gun. The policeman who shot him dead was cleared. And then today we have a very different story. News that a white state trooper in South Carolina was fired and arrested after he shot an unarmed African-American during a routine traffic stop. The officer asked the man to get his license. When the man reached into his car to do so, the officer shot him. We have some sound from the police car camera. It's very difficult to listen to, but let's listen to a little.
Have your license, please. Get out of the car! Get out of the car! Get on the ground! Get on the ground!
I just got my license. You can't get my license.
And we can hear him saying, "I was just getting my license," and later in this video, we'll post it. It just goes on. He apologizes. "I'm sorry, but why did you shoot me?" But this is an instance where an officer is arrested and charged. He could face 20 years. Do you think that there has been a response to Eric Holder?
Absolutely. So that first bite you played with the chief of police of Ferguson apologizing, Robin, that's extraordinary. Police don't apologize. They always say, I used to be a federal prosecutor, and they'd always say, we don't apologize for doing our job. So to hear that contrition expressed to the family of Michael Brown is an important moment. And I want to say it would not have happened but for Eric Holder and his, especially using the civil rights apparatus of the Justice Department. He brings these cases called patterns and practice, where they're not going after individual officers, but they're looking at whole departments to make sure that they're enforcing the law fairly. Yeah, well, so, you know, we remember the old Jim Crow and how often the feds would have to come in to enforce school desegregation orders. Some people have thought about the criminal justice system now as the new Jim Crow, and we see Eric Holder bringing in the feds to police that.
Well, so there is that. There's differing opinion on that, as you well know. Police departments feel that they are overwhelmed, overtaxed, misunderstood. In this case, if you watch the video, if you were inclined to think that somebody was going to get a gun, you might think this man was, but still, Do you shoot immediately or ask them to step up and put up their hands? That debate's going to continue. But what about critics of Eric Holder on other issues? As Politico writes today, he was held in contempt of Congress, the first cabinet member ever to be sanctioned over Fast and Furious. This is the federal operation allowing guns to get into the hands of smugglers in order to trace them to cartels, started under the Bush administration. But it failed. Guns killed a Border Patrol agent. He survived that sanctioning, Eric Holder did, but barely. There's so much other criticism of him as well. Valid?
Well, you know, I think the civil liberties critiques are valid. The Fast and Furious, that was kind of inside the Beltway, geeky, political Washington stuff that I don't think most folks outside of D.C. care too much about. The tragic that the troopers died, but that actually happened during the Bush administration. So it was always a little weird how they were trying to pin that on Holder. But for civil liberties, I mean, he did not close Guantanamo. He allowed the National Security Agency to collect records of millions of innocent American citizens. He allowed the CIA to send a drone to kill an American citizen. So I think there are legitimate questions raised about what his legacy will be on civil liberties.
Well, and going back to civil rights, last year after the verdict in the shooting in Florida of Trayvon Martin, the Justice Department said they would investigate the shooter, George Zimmerman, and we haven't heard much there. Your thoughts there?
There definitely is unfinished business. So, you know, mentioned the shooting at the Walmart. So the Attorney General said he's going to launch a federal civil rights investigation of that as well. So no one expects that will be done. But the George Zimmerman verdict was over a year ago. So, you know, how much is there to investigate? You'd think that they would announce a decision. So to the extent that he's the president's point man on race, the point man on race is going out with work to be done.
Well, and just quoting again from Politico today, an extensive piece on Eric Holder as he announces that, or as it's expected, a formal announcement is going to come that he will be stepping down as Attorney General. They quote a top Obama administration advisor saying, if it was coming out of the Justice Department at one time, it was said to be bad news. Even President Obama's closest advisors questioned why Eric Holder was staying on. Why do you think he was?
You know, Eric Holder is not an attorney general who happens to be black. He's a black attorney general. So he's spoken about things like being profiled, racially profiled, even during the time that he was a prosecutor. His sister-in-law was one of the first students to integrate a college in the South. So I think his business was personal for him. I think he wanted to make a difference, and I think he has.
Well, and in fact, maybe he was able to do and say things that his dear friend, the president, could not.
We'll have to wait and see about that, because now it's on the president, because no one else is going to speak up on these issues like Holder.
Paul Butler, Georgetown Law School professor, thanks so much.
Great to be here.